Now for our story. In Belle Shipley's apartment in Chicago, a tense struggle was taking place. The struggle of a woman fighting against her own feelings of mother love, seeking to justify a decision to forget her baby son. It was a conflict between selflessness and the desire for personal gratification, as well as a conflict between two wills. On one side, the will of Aunt Mary Lane, who saw clearly the dangerous step Lisa Fenner was about to take. On the other, that of the young dancer in her despairing attempt to escape the past, which she herself had created. Now, Aunt Mary says gently,
I know how difficult it's been, Lisa. I know because I believe you do love your baby. That's why you went to Wakefield, begged Kit to give him back. That's why you were so miserable the day of the accident when Randy rescued you from the river. But now you're closing your eyes, trying to escape. And you can't, Lisa. It's impossible.
It may seem impossible to you, Aunt Mary, but it's all I can do. I've promised Lance now.
But Lisa, Lance is your child's father. You're deceiving him.
He'd never forgive me if I told him the truth. I don't dare.
You're trying to base your whole future on a lie, Lisa.
I can't help it. It's all I can do. I'm sorry, Aunt Mary. I've made up my mind, and I'm not going to change it.
Lisa, are you sure that's the answer you want to give?
Yes, I am. Quite sure. I thought it all out before Lance and I... before I said I'd go back to him. It was the most difficult decision in my whole life. It cost me a great deal. But I did make it, and I can't take it back.
But, Lisa, that means it...
I'll get it, Mary. Now, I wonder who at this time of night... Hello? Let's see. What? Well, I guess you want to talk to Mary. Mary's right here, Lefty. Now, just a minute. Mary, it's Lefty. Here you are, Mary.
Oh, thanks, dear.
Aunt Mary, I think I'd better...
Just a minute, Lisa. Don't go, please. Hello, Lefty?
Aunt Mary? Say, for the love of Mike, what's going on? I just found out when I got home a while ago from Randy about you dashing off to the city all of a sudden.
Yes, Lefty, I made up my mind late this afternoon and took the next train.
But I don't get it. I've been worried.
You mustn't be, Lefty. I'll explain everything when I get back.
That's what I wanted to ask you. When are you coming home? Things are happening down here. We need you.
Well, what's the matter?
Peggy's been subpoenaed, Aunt Mary. She got the notice today.
Subpoenaed? Oh, Lefty, that means...
Yeah, that lawyer of Kit Calvert's plans to put Peggy on the stand tomorrow. And you know what'll happen, the way he's been leading up to something. He's not going to pull his punches.
No, he's been trying right along to create a bad impression about... Well, is Peggy awfully upset?
Well, I didn't see her. She and Lily were in bed when I got home. But Randy talked to her. He says she's pretty scared, and I don't blame her either. That fat-headed ambulance...
Now, Lefty. Won't do any good to get all excited.
Well, darn it, Aunt Mary. You better come straight home. Whatever you're doing up there can't be as important as what's happening here.
I'm taking the very next train, Lefty.
Well, that's more like it. Now, let me see. That'll get you in here about 10:30 in the morning.
Yes, just about.
Oh, gosh. Sure takes a load off of my mind. I know very well what'll happen when Farnsworth puts Peggy up there on that stand. We got a sample the other day when he cross-questioned Bill.
I know. Poor child, she... Lefty, tell her I'll be there for sure. You better meet me at the station. No, you'll be over in the courtroom with Peggy.
Yeah, Randy's going over too, of course.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, I'll manage somehow. I'll get there as soon as I can.
Okay, then. We'll be looking for you.
And Lefty, tell Peggy not to worry. Good night, Lefty.
Good night, Aunt Mary.
Oh, Del,
she went out to the kitchen, Aunt Mary. Is something wrong?
Yes, Lisa. I'm afraid something is very much wrong. You see, they're calling Peggy to the stand tomorrow to testify.
Peggy? But I don't understand. She has nothing to do with the custody.
No, of course she hasn't.
Well, then why...
The trouble is, Mr. Farnsworth, their lawyer, is determined to make it seem that she has. He's been insinuating that... Well, you know that Peggy and Bill at one time were practically engaged before he married Kit.
Yes.
Well, from some of the things he said, Mr. Farnsworth apparently wants to make it appear the reason Bill and Kit were divorced, well, that is, that Peggy had something to do with it. In other words, he's implied that if the child were awarded to Bill, he'd be brought up by a woman who broke up the home. Oh, it's completely unfair. And you can imagine how Peggy feels.
Yes, of course. It's dreadful.
Yes, it's been a very trying time for all of us.
But Aunt Mary, I thought Peggy was engaged to marry Nicholas Dorn.
She is. But Mr. Farnsworth pretends to believe the engagement is just a ruse, a smokescreen. And it's all so useless, dragging Peggy into it, even from their standpoint. Because it's only too clear the child will be awarded to Kit. Lisa, how can you let that happen?
Aunt Mary,
your own baby. When you know Kit, know the sort of person she's become. All those people going through this terrible experience. Bill believing the baby is his. Well, there's no use in talking about it anymore, since you've made up your mind.
All right, Aunt Mary. I see now I could never live with myself.
Lisa.
You're right. I tried to run away, but it's impossible. I've been trying to blind myself, but you've made me realize nobody can do that.
Nobody ever escapes by running away from something. Because you carry your conscience with you. You can't escape that. But if you face a mistake honestly and try to make it right, you can feel easy in your own mind.
At least I won't be living in a dream world, in fear and trembling all the time. If I'd gone with Lance... Besides, I do love my baby, Aunt Mary. I love him terribly. So, I'll come back with you and...
I've made some fresh coffee. Thought we could all use some by now.
Aunt Mary, please. If we're going, I wish we could leave right away.
Leave?
Well, Lisa's agreed to come back to Wakefield with me.
Oh, Lisa. I can't tell you how glad I am. I know how tough it's been, hon. I'm proud of you.
It's nothing to be proud of, Dale. But I would like to ask you a favor, if you don't mind.
Why, of course I don't, hon. If there's anything at all I can do for you, just name it.
Well, it's about Lance.
Yes?
He's downstairs, waiting for me.
You want me to bring him up?
No. I mean, not yet. I can't see him.
Oh, but Lisa, you can't leave the poor guy sitting out there expecting you.
I know, Dell, and yet if I see him again and talk to him, I... Aunt Mary, you understand, don't you?
I think I do, Lisa. It's too bad, though. He ought to be told what's happened. His life is involved, too.
I don't dare. I'm afraid he'd... Well, I don't know what he'd do. I can't go to him and tell him what I've done. I haven't the courage.
Well, Lisa, what shall I say to him?
Just tell him goodbye. Tell him I've gone.
Is that all? Don't you want to leave him a message? Why, he won't understand.
Then tell him whatever you like, Del. Anything. It doesn't matter now. There's no way to explain. Aunt Mary, let's go now. I want to get started before I lose my nerve.
Yes, Lisa. But you mustn't be so unhappy, my dear. You're not running away anymore. You're going toward life, not away from it.
And so Aunt Mary's hurried trip to Chicago, her attempt to help Lisa Fenner understand what she must do, had not been a failure after all. Despite the discouragements, the tension and unhappiness of the past months, for the first time now, there was promise of a solution. And more precious than anything else to Mary Lane was the knowledge that Lisa Fenner's baby son would be given an opportunity for the normal life he should have, the affection and security of his own mother's love.